Blog Talk Radio.
Passion. I love it. I'm betting you do too. At Dark Hollows Press, we have every essence of passion, whatever your enjoyment level. It doesn't matter if it's swirled through historicals, sprinkled in contemporaries, or mixed up in paranormal. I savor it. Every rich, creamy, luscious morsel. When hungering for your flavor of passion, you have to explore Dark Hollows Press. With every genre of romance, whether you like cowboys, dukes, vampires, sci-fi, or shapeshifters, you'll find something at Dark Hollows Press to devour. No matter your penchant, Dark Hollows Press can gratify for a little while until your next yearning strikes, and then come back to darkhollowspress.com. Dark Hollows Press and passions worth staying up all night for. Romancing the Smokies? Well, it's a romance reader's dream. There'll be multiple book signings, endless chances for author meet and greet, and a fine luncheon to look forward to. The Hummingbird Place is bringing together authors and readers March 19th at the Airport Hilton in Knoxville, Tennessee. Romance writers from around the region are attending Romancing the Smokies. The list includes Hallie Bridgman, J.K. Inslee, Mallory Kane, Shannon West, Sandy Sullivan, Leanne Tyler, Brandy Kennedy, Trista Ann Michaels, Nancy Nagel, and many more. Keynote speaker Tanya Kappas will share with us how she accomplished success in the self-publishing industry with HarperCollins and Witness, plus how she gains inspiration for her ghostly Southern stories. It's a luncheon for readers and authors March 19th. Tickets are available online at eventbrite.com under Romancing the Smokies 2016. Tickets start at $39.99. The book signing alone is free, but a attendees still need to register. Elegant luncheon, featured authors, books, swag, and gift basket giveaways. Meet who's hot. Visit RomancingTheSmokies.com for more details. Romancing the Smokies is brought to you by The Hummingbird Place, your premier destination for author interviews and publishing industry news. Every Monday evening at 7 p.m. from the Dark Hollows Press studio, airing on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for visiting Hummingbird Place, your home for romance. We're so glad you've joined us here in the Dark Hollows Press studio. Donna Wright and her guests are in the sitting room this evening, and we're looking forward to hearing more about romance writing and latest releases. We're preparing for the Romancing the Smokies event, which is March 19th. Mallory Kane will have news and info in the romancing and publishing industry at the bottom of the hour. And this is Hummingbird Place, your home for romance, brought to you by Dark Hollows Press. I'm Jackie DeVera, and now your magnetic, masterminded wordsmith, Donna Wright.
We are excited this evening. Thank you, Jackie, because we are having tonight Tia Williams, Michelle Mitchell, and Nicole Bailey Williams. We're just very excited to have them talking about their latest and upcoming releases. Remember that Romancing the Smokies is March 19th. You won't want to miss it. There's still about 8 reader tickets left. If you would like to come, just let us know. You can go to RomancingTheSmokies.com, and right there you'll be able to find the information to sign up. We are looking forward to having you and to meeting you. And now, without further ado, let's just go ahead and sit down and talk with the nice ladies that are going to be on tonight. First, we have Michelle Mitchell. And Michelle, welcome to Hummingbird Place, your home for romance.
Hi, how are you all doing tonight?
Oh, we're doing great. Michelle, I understand that you have a new release out under the Jacqueline Thomas Presents imprint of Brown Girls Publishing called The X Chronicles.
Yes, actually that release will actually be under Brown Girls Publishing. So The X Chronicles is a short story anthology consisting of 20 different authors. I'm talking about your relationships from love to marriage to partnerships and friendships that may have just gone wrong. And that will actually be released March 8th. My debut novel, Truth Is, will be coming out April 26th.
And Truth Is with the Jacqueline Thomas Presents.
Correct.
Well, tell us a little bit about that.
Okay. Truth is about the things that you don't say up front when you're first starting a relationship and what happens when all those things left unsaid come to the forefront.
Oh, wow. I was just thinking about Downton Abbey. For all of you who love Downton Abbey the way I do, think about poor Lady Edith. Oh, my goodness. All right. So what should we tell up front?
Well, with Truth Is, you're going to have some this will be my debut novel, so I'm a newbie to the industry. So the book will be about love and relationships and a little bit of drama and self-discovery, because that's what I'm wanting people to take away from it, self-discovery and learning yourself. And that's what I'm hoping readers will get from the book, and I hope they'll enjoy it.
I'm sure they will. Now tell us a little bit about your heroine.
Okay, her name is Ansley Wright. She is a woman that likes to go after everything at her time and at her pace. The book kind of opens up with her just losing her job, and her whole life has revolved around her goal of becoming a writer for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. And when things don't seem to go her way, she just kind of feels at a loss. And that same day she loses her job, she meets David Moncler, and he just takes her on this whirlwind romance that ultimately leads in a whole lot of drama that she's not prepared to take on.
Well, and that, you know, that's something that happens a lot in real life. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a great thing to be writing about, because it happens so many times that, you know, you find that this person, you think they could be the one, and then things start happening. Things start evolving. The closer you get, the more you learn. The more you learn, it's not necessarily all for the best.
Right. When I wrote this, at the time I was listening to the radio, and there were so many different stories about men and women who have been in relationship with these people, and 6 months in, a year in, find out that they don't know anything about this person at all. So that's kind of what inspired the story.
Well, you know, there are actually people who have more than one family that the other family doesn't know about. I don't understand how people can do that.
Yeah, I've always wondered, how do these people lead these double lives and it never comes out? And then when it does, it's just so shocking to that person. It rocks them to their core that they had no clue that this person they've been loving for this long actually had a wife and two kids in another state, or may even have a boyfriend in another state. You just never know.
Exactly. And, you know, talking about double lives, I don't want to say that I am Wonder Woman, but have you ever really seen me and Wonder Woman in the same room at the same time?
I have not.
I have no. So, and we are on the couch here with Michelle Mitchell. And Michelle, if you'll hang on, we'll be right back.
Thank you.
Out March 1st, Fighting Love by D.K. Lawson. Ella has made the leap with Grayson, only to find herself doubting her ability to love and be loved. Danger lurks in the shadows, threatening to bring their happiness to an end before it truly begins. Ella must find the strength to forge her own path and protect what's most precious to her heart. Read Fighting Love by D.K. Lawson, out March 1st from Dark Hollows Press. Award-winning author Leanne Tyler writes sweet and a little bit sensual Southern romances, historical and contemporary, and maybe a touch of the paranormal thrown in for good measure. Her novel Season of Love is a time travel set in 1850 Charleston. Leanne Tyler's The Good Luck series shines with delightful down-home writing and humor. More for your historical romance fix is Leanne's short story Ava from the Love Letters series, and also her full-length novel Because of Rebecca. Look for author Leanne Tyler through all published and ebook venues such as Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and wherever fine romance books are sold.
All right, and we are on the couch with Michelle Mitchell. And Michelle, tell us a little bit about the anthology you were talking about earlier.
Okay. Yeah, the X Chronicles will be coming out March 8th, and we're really excited about that. They put out a call, and aspiring writers were able to submit their short story to Brown Girls Books. And out of 300, there were 20 of us that were selected to participate in this book, and I'm really excited about the project.
Oh, I'm sure you are. Now, what is everybody writing about an ex?
Yes, everybody's writing about an ex, but in a different manner. My short story in the book is called The Plot to Take Over Washington. It's about two women. It's about two women and one man, and he has plans for both of them, and they both have to come together to figure out how to not become casualties of love and war.
Well, I can understand that. That sounds like it's good. Have you ever seen that? Now, this sounds like it would be stupid, but have you ever seen that movie, John Tucker Must Die?
I have. I'm ashamed to admit that, but I have.
I think it's funny the way those girls get together. And there's another one that's just like that, and it's called The Other Woman.
And it turns out, is that the one with Cameron Diaz, I think?
Yes. So
okay, I've seen that one.
He's married to one girl, and I think her name is Leslie Mann in real life. And then there's these other two girls. One of them is Catherine Diaz, that he's sleeping with as well. Heck, far, I couldn't sleep with that many men. How do people do that?
I thought that was a stretch, but I'm sure there are plenty of people in the world that actually live that way and don't see anything wrong with it. That's their way of life. But, yeah, I thought that movie was a bit of a stretch.
But it was funny. You have to admit it was funny.
It was funny, and I just was trying to think, would I ever be in a situation like that, and what would my girlfriends tell me? Would they be for it, or would they tell me that I'm crazy? I'm pretty sure they would tell me that I'm crazy.
Well, you know, I am crazy. So when people tell me that, I just say thank you. But, yeah, I mean, I cannot imagine being in that kind of situation where I'm the bad person, so to speak. I'd say the bad person, but mm-hmm. where I'm the one who's, you know, maliciously going behind people's backs and doing things. But now let's close that off and let's talk about you, because that's what you're here for. So tell me what's next for Michelle Mitchell.
I'm working on my second manuscript now, which is actually going to take one of the characters out of Truth Is and tell a little bit more about her story. Once I put the end on Truth Is, the character sent me and let me know that she did not feel like her story was told and she wants her own book. So I will be working on a book on the character Simeon from Truth Is.
That sounds wonderful. Now, you know, a lot of us feel that way when we're writing, that there's more story to tell. And mm-hmm. I think it's interesting that even with your first book, Michelle, that you felt that way.
Yeah, because I kept trying to start on other books, but that book kept nagging at me, because as a new author, my fear was, why come out with something about a character in the first book when you don't know how that book will be received? So I kept kind of pushing that story to the side. But once I had to focus in on one, that's the one that started leading that race, and I've been working on that one now. So
I think that sounds great. Now, you are available at authormichellemitchell.com. You are you also facebook.com/authormichellemitchell. And now your Twitter is a little bit different. Explain that one.
Well, I also plan events for couples, couples that are too busy to plan a romantic evening out for themselves. I've done a few events for friends where I just set up a nice evening out, chose the restaurant, picked out wine, picked out wherever they were going to stay, and I just planned the whole evening for them. And I've also done a wedding. I did my sister's wedding for her. So I was dabbling in event planning, and I'm still very much interested in that as well.
Okay. Now, the Twitter.com is EXP Butterflies.
Yes, Experience Butterflies. That was the LLC that I had at the time for the company I started.
All right. Well, that sounds great.
I want my books to have the same effect, so I just left my Twitter handle as is and rolled with it.
Well, that sounds wonderful. I'm so glad you're able to be with us tonight, Michelle, and I just congratulate you on your first book. Let's go back over everything, everyone. I want everybody to make sure that they're grabbing these books, because these Brown Girls Publishing, they know what's going on. So the X Chronicles will be available on March 8th, which is next week.
Yes.
And it is an anthology of 20 different stories. And
yes.
then Truth Is, which is a Jacqueline Thomas Presents imprint of Brown Girls Publishing, will be available on April 26th, and you're going to want to get that. Obviously, it's going to be very realistic from what you've told us, Michelle. Now, again, if we want to find out more about Michelle, we can go to authormichellemitchell.com. That's pretty simple.
Yeah, and both books are available for pre-order on Amazon.com as well as Nook.
That sounds fabulous. Michelle, believe it or not, our time is done.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me and continued success on your show. I'm very humbled and thankful that you gave me a few minutes of your time tonight. Thank you.
Well, we have loved having you, sweetheart, anytime. You girls from Brown Girls Publishing are always a lot of fun. I always enjoy you. And I just congratulate you again. I think you're with a great group of people who will help you grow.
I absolutely agree.
Thank you.
And hi,
so
Rashonda.
Much.
Hi, Victoria. Hi, Jackie.
She had to get that out there. She had to do her shout-outs, everybody. But you know what? That's okay. That's what we're all about here at the Hummingbird Place. You know what? I'm going to come back with Tia Williams. And Tia should have actually been in the first segment, but somehow accidentally I got all mixed up. But that's okay because Tia's still going to come on. She's going to talk to us and tell us all about all the great stuff going on. She, too, is with Brown Girls Publishing, and I'm sure you're going to enjoy her. So you just hang on, and we will be right back after this.
Leanne Tyler's newest release, A Letter, A Garden, A Journal, A Chance at Love, Secrets on River Road. Madison Franklin is called to Wyndham House in the late spring of 1920. Curiosity for a side of her family she knows nothing about draws her in and leads her deeper and deeper in unraveling the Wyndham past. She and her intriguing new neighbor, Connor Montgomery, become fast friends. And as their relationship grows, they discover more secrets on River Road than either could have ever imagined. Leanne Tyler's Secrets on River Road, available where all fine books are sold. Lexi Witcher is the author of young adult contemporary paranormal romances. Her bittersweet 16 series begins with Dodie Jinks as your typical teenager, until she learns she is the next in line to be claimed by a 300-year-old curse on her 16th birthday. While struggling for her life, Dodie unravels a chain of events that no one is prepared for. Dodie and the warlock she loves work together to find the key that will set the Dougherty descendants free in the Bittersweet 16 series by Lexi Witcher on Amazon.com and where all fine ebooks are sold.
And we're back here at Hummingbird Place, your home for romance. I am Donna Wright, and next up we have Tia Williams, who's also with Brown Girl Publishing. Tia, I'm sorry
Hello.
About getting you mixed up, but thank you, and welcome to Hummingbird Place.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm excited to have you. Now, Tia, you've got a book coming out on April 12th called The Perfect Find. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Okay, so The Perfect Find is my fourth novel, and it's about Jenna Jones, and she's a 40-year-old fashion magazine editor with this glamorous life, and in one horrible week, she loses everything. Her magazine fires her, she gets dumped by her fiancé, the only man she's been with for two decades, and she loses all her money. So she kind of like leaves New York and falls off the grid for a little bit and then resurfaces a couple of years later. And she's working for an online fashion magazine, but she doesn't know anything about the online space. She doesn't even have Facebook. She's totally in over her head. Everyone around her is 25 years old. She's just completely lost. And then she finds herself embroiled in this secret romance with 22-year-old guy that she's working with, who also has a hidden identity that could be disastrous for them both.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah,
that perfect line doesn't sound so perfect.
Well, is it ever?
No. The thing we have to do as authors is torture our characters.
Of course we do. And she's definitely tortured.
Bless her heart is all I know to say. I would
yeah.
hate to be 40 years old and lose it. I don't know that I could do it at 40 years old.
Well, I wrote it because it happened to me. It happened to me at 37, but I'm 40 now. And, it's just I worked in magazines, women's magazines, my whole career. And, you know, I don't know if you know, but, like, the print, you know, publishing industry, magazines and newspapers, is kind of drying up because everything
right.
is going digital these days. And I had to completely reinvent myself. And I wrote this book and I wrote about Jenna sort of, you know, she was like my comic book alter ego and she sort of
right.
empowered me to like have my own comeback. And, you know, it's just sort of, it's really interesting and it's fun and it's exciting and it's sexy to see this woman think that she's over and that, you know, she loses everything and then watch her rebuild her whole life and fall in love like she never thought that she would ever be in love in her life, even though it's with a kid.
Yeah.
Like the conditions are not ideal, but like there's no denying, you know, their feelings for each other, and it's all very dramatic.
I think it sounds wonderful, and especially to know. See, I also have a comic book alter ego. Have you ever seen the comic strip Kathy?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, that is me. The only, there is a big difference between Kathy and I, though. Kathy doesn't have a nose, and I do.
I never noticed that.
Yeah, Kathy
has
no
nose.
Yeah, but I do have a nose, and which comes in handy.
Good, then now, you know, you can tell yourself apart from her.
Exactly. But that's about the only, you know. For instance, Kathy and I both think that ice cream will solve everything.
Yeah, maybe she's my alter ego, too.
Yeah, really. So, anyway, I know that ice cream solves everything, and that's the way I like it. So, anyway, so... Now, what have you done before The Perfect Fine?
Well, like I said, I was a magazine editor for a really long time, and mm-hmm. I wrote a chick lit novel in 2004 called The Accidental Mabiba, and then I wrote two YA novels, and then I ghosted for Iman. She wrote a beautiful makeup coffee table book in 2008, and so this is mm-hmm. my second adult novel.
So what did you find different about the young adult and the adult novels?
Honestly, the only difference was, because I'm kind of a racy writer. You know, it's always very sexy. You know, the love
right.
is sexy, the relationship is sexy. Like, it's, you know, very. And, you know, obviously you're writing a YA novel, and you can't really have those scenes or, you know, really have
right.
that content. And, you know... there's love stories, and there's, you know, it was a challenge for me to have to build a palpable chemistry without actually going there.
Now, I find that interesting. Okay, as a YA novelist, what did you think of the Twilight series?
Oh, I didn't. This is so controversial. I don't want to say. I mean, I understand why it was such a hit. I mean, I get it. I just had some problems with Bella. Her portrayal.
Well, don't feel bad. I think that I had a lot of problems with Bella, so.
Yeah.
I didn't read them. I'm going to be honest. I didn't read them. I did see the movie. My understanding is that she's exactly that way in the books, and if she is, I don't know if it was Kristen Stewart's portrayal.
No, that's the book. She was spot on.
Okay,
that's
the role.
Yeah, that's
the character. I didn't get it. I mean, I've seen them all, but really I didn't get it.
Yeah.
So, but now,
don't get me wrong,
I'm not going to put them down, you know?
No.
But I'm not a fan. I wish Stephanie Meyer all the best, and I did see the other thing that she did, and we turned that off about 30 minutes into it. Due to boredom. I don't think Stephanie Meyer is going to like me very well if she hears this.
I'm not the biggest Twilight fan.
Well, when we come back, you can tell us a little bit more about what you did before and about what's coming up for you in the future, Tia. So hang on, and we'll be back right after this.
Out March 1st, Fighting Love by D.K. Lawson. Ella has made the leap with Grayson, only to find herself doubting her ability to love and be loved. Danger lurks in the shadows, threatening to bring their happiness to an end before it truly begins. Ella must find the strength to forge her own path and protect what's most precious to her heart. Read Fighting Love by D.K. Lawson, out March 1st, from Dark Hollows Press.
Welcome to the Dark Hollows Press studio. You're listening to The Hummingbird Place, your true home for romance.
Available now, Shannon West and Victoria Sue's latest, book number 4 in their Supremacy of Wolves paranormal series, It's Pride of the Alpha. Return to the saga where Quinn is in a desperate race against time to save his child and find his mate. Aided by his closest allies and with the rebels out to destroy everything he holds dear, Quinn is forced to rely on instinct and ingenuity if he and his mate are going to make it out of this alive. Pride of the Alpha by Shannon West and Victoria Sue. from Dark Hollows Press.
All right, and we are on the couch with Tia Williams, and Tia's telling us all about The Perfect Fine and about the things that she's done in the past. Tia, why don't you tell us a little bit about those YA novels?
So they took place, they were called It Chicks. It was an It Chicks series, and they took place at a fictional performing arts high school in New York. So it was very inspired by Fame, which was my favorite show when I was a kid in the 80s. And so it's this very diverse cast of characters at this high school, all different ethnicities. They all have different talents, you know, singer, ballerina, you know, illustrator, rapper, you know, they're all very eclectic. Some are very wealthy, some are not. And it's just, I kind of wrote it during the Gossip Girl era. So it's a lot of high drama amongst the teams. And it was a lot of fun.
Well, but you know something, there needs to be high drama. I mean, if you're going to write realistically, because that age group has a lot of angst.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
I thought it's somebody that really captured that 15-year-old angst very well was J.K. Rowling when she wrote the Harry Potter series.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but I mean, and I think back about things that I did in high school and thought, I would have never reacted that way now.
Yeah, no,
you know?
I mean, your hormones are raging, and even the small, like the tiniest thing turned into, you know, big mini series, like huge dramas. And so there's a lot of fodder, definitely, when you're writing YA, because the emotions are running so high.
So what's next?
So The Perfect Fine comes out in April, so I'm promoting that, and I'm really excited about it because it's my I haven't written a book in 7 years since my daughter was born, so this is my first time like coming back after a while, and the whole world has changed since. I mean, there was no social media, there was no, you know, there were no podcasts, there were no you know, there were barely any blogs, so. It's just really fun to kind of experience, you know, publishing in this new way.
So
and I'm
now
about the book.
Is this book going to be available in both print and as an ebook?
Yes, both. And it's available for pre-order now.
And you can go to Amazon and pre-order?
Mm-hmm. Amazon and iBooks and Kobo and BarnesandNoble.com.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so now you're going to be rich and famous, and when you become rich and famous, will you still talk to me?
Of course, except for, you know, very few, like two authors become rich and famous. It's not something you do unless you just really love it and you have no other choice but to write these, you know, get these stories out, because you're definitely, you know, it's tough to become the next J.K. Rowling these days.
It is. It is. It's, you know, people don't realize that don't write how lonely business it is.
It is. It's really tough. It's tough. It you is. Do it because you're passionate about it and you can't imagine your life without it.
You have to write. Even if you don't publish, mm-hmm. you have to write.
Yep, absolutely. So. And this was a story I just really had to tell.
I understand. Okay, Tia Williams, we can find you at shakeyourbeauty.com.
Mm-hmm. ShakeYourBeauty.com and at Twitter, I'm at ShakeYourBeauty. Instagram, my handle is ShakeYourBeauty. ShakeYourBeauty was a beauty blog I used to have. It was actually one of the very first ones ever. I started it in 2004. So it's still my handle on a lot of my social networks. And
but
then
now
Tia Williams
wanted...
on Facebook.
Yeah, I was going to say, but if I want to find you on Facebook, it's Tia Williams, T-I-A Williams.
Tia Williams. Yeah, T-I-A.
Right. Well, sweetheart, we certainly appreciate you being with us tonight on Hummingbird Plays.
Thank you so much. This was so much fun chatting with you.
Oh, it was.
I love what you're doing.
Well, thank you. And we appreciate you and LaShira. She's crazy, you know.
Aren't we all?
Yeah, really. No, LaShira's my bud. I have to say things about her because she's my buddy. I love LaShira.
Yeah,
anyway, Tia, thank you
really
so,
great.
So much for being with us.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Thank you for your support.
It has been my pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, Tia Williams, don't forget The Perfect Find is out on next month, April 12th. And next up is going to be news, but before that, we've got a little more business that we need to take care of.
Dark Hollows Press is a publisher of romance whose authors present high-quality stories full of desire. They welcome submissions from both new as well as established authors. They offer a built-in reader base, professional editing, cover design and marketing, worldwide distribution, and competitive royalties paid monthly. Dark Hollows Press publishes all genres of romantic expression from historical to fantasy, sci-fi to contemporary, and now urban fantasy and new adult. Find submission guidelines or find a new favorite book or author at darkhollowspress.com. Romancing the Smokies? Well, it's a romance reader's dream. There'll be multiple book signings, endless chances for author meet and greet, and a fine luncheon to look forward to. The Hummingbird Place is bringing together authors and readers March 19th at the Airport Hilton in Knoxville, Tennessee. Romance writers from around the region are attending Romancing the Smokies. The list includes Hallie Bridgman, J.K. Inslee, Mallory Kane, Shannon West, Sandy Sullivan, Leanne Tyler, Brandy Kennedy, Trista Ann Michaels, Nancy Nagel, and many more. Keynote speaker Tanya Kappas will share with us how she accomplished success in the self-publishing industry with HarperCollins and Witness, plus how she gains inspiration for her ghostly Southern stories. It's a luncheon for readers and authors March 19th. Tickets are available online at eventbrite.com under Romancing the Smokies 2016. Tickets start at $39.99. The book signing alone is free, but attendees still need to register. Elegant luncheon, featured authors, books, swag, and gift basket giveaways. Meet who's hot. Visit RomancingTheSmokies.com for more details. Romancing the Smokies is brought to you by The Hummingbird Place, your premier destination for author interviews and publishing industry news. Every Monday evening at 7 p.m. from the Dark Hollows Press Studio, airing on Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us at Hummingbird Place, your home for romance. We come to you each week from the Dark Hollows Press Studio. For more fun and information, join us at thehummingbirdplace.com. There you can find out about our upcoming shows and events such as Romancing the Smokies, a live event in 2016. Remember, just go to thehummingbirdplace.com. Okay, it's a really nice evening out, but I am going to go ahead and let Mallory Kane into the house so that she can sit down in the little library nook with her wine, and her wine is not cyber wine, by the way, and bring us the news. Ladies and gentlemen, the news with Mallory Kane.
Thank you so much, Donna, for letting me come inside. It feels so good in here. Okay, I promised last week that I would talk more about the lawsuit filed by Sherilyn Kenyon against Cassandra Clare, because of similarities between Kenyon's Dark Hunters series and Clare's Shadow Hunters, including, quote, without limitation, a cup, a sword, a mirror, each imbued with magical properties to help battle evil and protect mankind, unquote. And both Dark Hunters and Shadow Hunters have, again, quote, enchanted swords that are divinely forged, imbued with otherworldly spirits, have unique names, and glow like heavenly fire. Kenyon has been publishing several interlocking series of paranormal romances under the aegis Dark Hunter since 2002. Cassandra Clare writes urban fantasy for young adults. Her best-known series is a six-book sequence titled The Mortal Instruments, the first book of which, 2007's City of Bones, was made into a not very successful Hollywood film in 2013. Both Kenyon's and Clare's series feature secret societies of supernatural crusaders tasked with protecting unsuspecting human race from predatory demons. Kenyon's are called Dark Hunters, of course, as we said, and Clare's are called Shadow Hunters. Currently, The Mortal Instruments is enjoying a TV reboot as a series titled Shadow Hunters on the cable channel Freeform, formerly ABC Family. By all appearances, the TV series precipitated Kenyon's complaint, but Kenyon's grievance has been stewing for a long time. According to her document, 10 years ago, distressed fans informed Kenyon that Claire was shopping a manuscript for her first novel, eventually published as City of Bones, in a projected series about a group she called Dark Hunters. Kenyon claims that she protested the use of this name and that Claire agreed to change it. The complaint also alleges that despite continuous assurances from Claire and Claire's publisher that they would not expand the use of Shadow Hunters as a term or adopt it as a trademark, Claire has persisted over time in expanding her use of the term Shadow Hunters from a mere description of her protagonists, first to a tagline on the cover of her works and eventually to a complete rebranding of her works so as to be confusingly similar to the Dark Hunter series. Claire's attorney, John Cahill, issued a statement this past Friday refuting those charges, actually a week ago Friday. Not only was there no such agreement, but the two women apparently, according to Claire's attorney, never communicated at all. In an email, Holly Black, a novelist and longtime writing partner and friend of Claire's, said that early drafts and a proposal for City of Bones did use the name Dark Hunters. However, while attending a publishing trade show in 2006, Black was given a copy of one of Kenyon's books and noticed that the term Dark Hunter appeared on its cover, trademarked. This was before any book of Claire's was in print, Black stated. According to Black, Claire sent an email to her then agent describing the discovery. Implicit in those emails was the decision to change the name because of Kenyon's prior use of the same name. Black recalled helping Claire brainstorm alternative names. According to Kenyon's attorney, via email, while there may be many people commenting on the lawsuit, at this point the only official court record is the complaint that Kenyon has filed. Now, a lot of writers, alarmed at the specifics of the claims against Claire by Kenyon, are claiming that a litigious author, Kenyon, seems to be claiming ownership of some very commonplace motifs of the fantasy genre. A significant portion of the claims are character tropes, journeys, and items that appear to be almost iconic in fantasy and paranormal literature. To be fair to Kenyon, her actual complaint seems to argue not that she invented these traits, but that in bulk, the similarities between the two series are significant enough to lead people to confuse them with each other. However, it seems that even certain of Kenyon's own readers find the comparison implausible. Reportedly, there are significant differences in the two series. For instance, in form and tone, Claire's series is YA, including the de rigueur, angsty, will-they-or-won't-they romantic tension that exists in YA novels and is extended over several of Claire's books, whereas each Dark Hunter novel centers around the courtship of a different adult couple who, once they attain their happily ever after ending, seem to serve only as background for characters in future books. From a few sources, there are reports that Claire is or can be a divisive figure, citing a stint as a Harry Potter fanfic writer. Claire apparently can't escape that past, whether one believes that she is a terrible person who has committed countless personal and professional misdeeds, or that she is dogged by legions of unhinged haters. In either case, it has been pointed out that her divisiveness nor her past should be grounds for her to lose a copyright claim. But all this begs the question, how does Claire's ancient history relate to Kenyon's lawsuit? Perhaps not at all, but bloggers have noted that Kenyon's complaint states that the distressed fans, who alerted her to Claire's use of the term Dark Hunter, approached her in 2006. Claire's first novel, City of Bones, was not published until 2007. Maybe a manuscript, a proposal, or even early promotional material was produced using the word Dark Hunter, but these items would not have circulated widely. Yet no sooner had Claire's publisher posted the Amazon page for City of Bones in the summer of 2006 then someone started a discussion accusing Claire of having stolen the term from Kenyon. And that became a discussion that accumulated further postings making scornful references to Claire's fanfiction past and plagiarism. Some people are speculating that these distressed individuals really were Cheryl and Kenyon fans, but others are speculating that they may have been haters that came across from Claire's fanfiction days. I have a report of a substantial error from the Claire side of this equation. Apparently, the Dark Hunter series and the Shadow Hunter series are so similar that Claire's own publisher mistakenly printed 100,000 copies of a Shadow Hunter book with Kenyon's Dark Hunter mark on the cover. Upon written demand by Kenyon, Claire's publisher destroyed tens of thousands of that book. But despite that destruction, there are still thousands of Shadow Hunter books with Dark Hunter marks that have been sold, and substantial commercial confusion has resulted. I've found an update originally dated February 11, 2016. Entertainment Weekly received a statement from Claire's attorney which says that Kenyon's lawsuit, quote, failed to identify a single instance of actual copywriting, copying, or plagiarism by Claire, and notes that some ideas Kenyon claims Claire stole, like having normal objects imbued with magical properties, have long been part of the human storytelling process. This statement continues below. Cassandra Clare was both surprised and disappointed that Ms. Kenyon would file this baseless lawsuit a decade after the debut of her books. Kenyon is wrong when she claims that Cassandra Clare or her publisher made any agreements about using Shadow Hunters. Clare never gave Kenyon any assurances regarding this, and although she would have preferred to resolve any concerns that Ms. Kenyon has or may have had, Kenyon never spoke with her. And that's all the information I have at this point, Donna, on the lawsuit.
Wow.
Excuse me.
That's all I can say is wow.
I know. The only thing that I can say is that I know that many of Sherilyn Kenyon's Dark Hunter books were made up by her in her head prior even to 2006. When I knew her in the mid to late 90s, she had these books in her head. So there's probably no way that the younger Claire could precede her with the Dark Hunter series ideas.
Right. Well, you know, it's odd though. Some of the things, like you said, that that Sherry is claiming, is kind of weird to be claiming those things because, I mean, they're even in, you know, mythology. Some of them go back
right.
to mythical times, and
right.
I don't know how this is going to end up. I don't know anything about Claire. I know nothing about her. And the thing about her though that people are talking about the fan fiction's fan fiction.
Exactly.
That
makes
kind of
no pretense to be original.
No. Absolutely.
Or to be published.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Mallory, go ahead.
One thing that I may not have mentioned, it was in a longer article, was that Claire's attorney pointed out Kenyon's attorney pointed out that there was no charge of actual plagiarism, and that they do not deny that many of these motifs and items and tropes could be attributed to fantasy or paranormal fiction, but that it is the preponderance of the familiar and similar things between the two sets of books, between the two series, that has Kenyon concerned.
Okay, now this is a civil lawsuit.
Right, that's true.
Do we know how much she's asking for?
I have not seen that anywhere. And I've been looking around for more information from Sherilyn Kenyon's side, and I have not found much more than what I have told you. There's a lot more about Claire and her fan fiction, which I did not choose to include, which is just more of the cliquishness of fan fiction, and particularly mm-hmm. Harry Potter fan fiction, which is what she was involved with, and the way that there are certain factions that sometimes square off against each other in that type of fan fiction.
Unbelievable. What people will find to fight about. I'm not at all talking about Sherilyn Kenyon. I'm not saying that, you know, either way about her lawsuit, because I'm not involved in it. I haven't read the things that she's talking about. I won't even comment as to say whether she's right or wrong. But now when it comes down to fan fiction, heck, far, it's fan fiction.
Yeah, I know.
And you're going to fight about that? People are going to fight about that, Mallory? I mean, you know, get a life.
Exactly. It does seem like there would be better things to do. But I've not been involved in Harry Potter fan fiction, so I can't speak to it.
Well, I've never been involved I did write a fan fiction story several years ago. It was a fan fiction of the Highlander series.
Ooh, nice.
And it was very good, but that was back in the days when I was naughty.
Uh-huh. Back in that day, huh?
Very, very naughty. I'm talking...
Ooh.
Naughty. Do you know what I'm saying?
We're talking the olden days when Donna was naughty. My goodness.
I know. And I was naughty. I'm embarrassed. What can I say?
I may have to go find some naughty Donna Wright stuff.
I think you would be really surprised.
Because it would be hard to find.
It's sort of like cornbread. I don't care for cornbread, but I can make good cornbread. You know what I'm saying?
I do. I understand that perfectly.
All right.
Same way.
Hang on, Mallory Kane, and we'll be right back.
Romancing the Smokies? Well, it's a romance reader's dream. There'll be multiple book signings, endless chances for author meet and greet, and a fine luncheon to look forward to. The Hummingbird Place is bringing together authors and readers March 19th at the Airport Hilton in Knoxville, Tennessee. Romance writers from around the region are attending Romancing the Smokies. The list includes Hallie Bridgman, J.K. Inslee, Mallory Kane, Shannon West, Sandy Sullivan, Leanne Tyler, Brandy Kennedy, Trista Ann Michaels, Nancy Nagel, and many more. Keynote speaker Tanya Kappas will share with us how she accomplished success in the self-publishing industry with HarperCollins and Witness, plus how she gains inspiration for her ghostly Southern stories. It's a luncheon for readers and authors March 19th. Tickets are available online at eventbrite.com under Romancing the Smokies 2016. Tickets start at $39.99. The book signing alone is free, but attendees still need to register. Elegant luncheon, featured authors, books, swag, and gift basket giveaways. Meet who's hot. Visit RomancingTheSmokies.com for more details. Romancing the Smokies is brought to you by The Hummingbird Place, your premier destination for author interviews and publishing industry news. Every Monday evening at 7 p.m. from the Dark Hollows Press Studio, airing on Blog Talk Radio. Award-winning author Leanne Tyler writes sweet and a little bit sensual Southern romances, historical and contemporary, and maybe a touch of the paranormal thrown in for good measure. Her novel Season of Love is a time travel set in 1850 Charleston. Leanne Tyler's The Good Luck series shines with delightful down-home writing and humor. More for your historical romance fix is Leanne's short story Ava from the Love Letters series and also her full-length novel Because of Rebecca. Look for author Leanne Tyler through all published and ebook venues such as Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and wherever fine romance books are sold. Lexi Witcher is the author of young adult contemporary paranormal romances. Her Bittersweet 16 series begins with Dodie Jinx as your typical teenager, until she learns she is the next in line to be claimed by a 300-year-old curse on her 16th birthday. While struggling for her life, Dodie unravels a chain of events that no one is prepared for. Dodie and the warlock she loves work together to find the key that will set the Dougherty descendants free in the Bittersweet 16 series by Lexi Witcher on Amazon.com and where all fine ebooks are sold. Hummingbird Place, your home for romance, with your hostess Donna Wright, is brought to you by Dark Hollows Press and produced by Leanne Tyler. Production manager, Jackie DeVera. All music provided by Kevin McLeod and Incompetech.com.